And following NPR, this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT Newsroom. The senior pastors at two of Middle Tennessee's largest Southern Baptist churches say they're seeing a greater sensitivity to incidents of sexual harassment within the nation's largest Protestant denomination. The viral Me Too and Church Too movements against sexual harassment are roiling the nation's largest Protestant denomination. Last month, a popular SBC leader lost his post at the head of a Southern Baptist seminary following allegations he failed to handle a sexual assault case properly. A well-known Memphis-area Baptist pastor was recently forced to resign after he admitted to sexually assaulting a member of his church youth group years earlier. Robbie Gallaty is the senior pastor at Long Hollow Baptist Megachurch in Hendersonville. He believes the pain the crisis has caused does have a silver lining.
As a denomination, we're asking a lot of questions that need to be asked, particularly in regards to women and rights for different people, regards to how we treat people, and God uses suffering and struggles and challenges to birth revival and reformation.
Pastor Brenton Cox at the First Baptist Church in Manchester says he thinks the SBC's gotten the message that incidents of harassment and assault must be handled properly.
What all of us have seen is just a greater sensitivity to that issue and to be careful to do exactly what we've known to do.
Nashville-based SBC Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission President Russell Moore says that while the Me Too moment won't lead to Baptist women being ordained as pastors, it will start a conversation about, his words, how women can have a greater voice in decision-making. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.